Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our New Delhi morning podcast of the day's big news story. This is Nainima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you my latest in bilateral ties between India and Nepal and how these two neighbours are trying to take their relationship forward. Notwithstanding the growing political and constitutional crisis taking place in Kathmandu, Foreign Minister of Nepal Pradeep Kumar Gyawali is all set to visit New Delhi later this month to hold the India-Nepal Joint Commission meeting with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar. Gyawali will be visiting India accompanied by a high-powered delegation and will discuss all issues of bilateral importance, which also includes the contentious issue of the Kalapani-Lipu Lake border, official sources have told The Print. The India-Nepal Joint Commission is the highest-level dialogue mechanism between both the countries. Sources said the visit by Gyawali is expected to pave the way for the foreign secretary-level talks on the border issue, which has been pending since 2014. This was committed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit to that country in that year. The visit also comes at a time when the ruling Nepal Communist Party, NCP, is facing unprecedented challenges post the sudden dissolution of the lower house of their parliament, also known as the House of Representatives, by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The party has informally split into two quarrelling factions, one led by Prime Minister Oli, who continues to run the caretaker government there, and the other is led by former Prime Ministers of Nepal, Pushp Kumar Dahal and Madhav Kumar Nepal. The crisis has also led China, Nepal's northern border, to directly interfere in the country's internal matters. It's rare that one sees a political party from another country trying to play peacemaker in a neighboring country, not in a subtle diplomatic way, but brazenly in full public view. So when a delegation of the Communist Party of China spent 4 days in Nepal playing mediator between the two factions of the ruling NCP, it drew international attention. Not wasting a moment, the Chinese sent a high-powered delegation on Sunday, led by Guo Yezhuo, Vice Minister, International Department of the Communist Party of China. Guo had played an instrumental role in the creation of the NCP, which was formed in May 2018 by uniting the two major left parties of Nepal, the Communist Party of Nepal, Unified Marxist-Leninist, led by Oli, and the Communist Party of Nepal Maoist Center, led by Pushp Kumar Dahal, who's also known as Prachand. It also needs to be noted that Nepal is part of President Xi's pet project, the Belt and Road Initiative, and Beijing is also assisting Nepal in the building of the Trans-Himalayan Multidimensional Connectivity Network. Sources in Nepal's political establishment have told The Print that attempts made by the Chinese will prove to be futile this time and that a split is inevitable. The matter is now with the Supreme Court, even as the caretaker government continues to run the show. This will be also the first high-level visit from Nepal to India post the developments in May last year, when Prime Minister Oli decided to unilaterally resolve the border issue with India by changing their political map, which has been rejected by New Delhi. The matter is expected to be discussed during Gyawali's visit. That's all I have for you right now, but I will be watching this story as it develops in the hours to come. This is Nainima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode. From all of us at The Print, I wish you a Happy New Year.